shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch. Let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunk on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. Hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Your mouth, bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey. Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lauren.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Amaya.
And you're listening to
It's whatever.
We're back.
Woohoo.
Yeah, I'm
guys.
It's been a long time.
It's been really long because the last episode we said we were going to do one more.
And we did not.
So it was finals week. Come on now.
Yeah, we're crazy. We thought it was it. But it was funny because we're like, the next episode's going to be the last. And then we just never did it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So it's 2022.
It's a whole new year.
It's 25 days in, actually.
Wow.
Dang.
I know.
We're almost, January's almost over, guys.
It's really next week's February. Dunzo.
Black History Month.
Anyway. All right. So
so how'd y'all break go?
Mighty swell.
Coolin'.
Yeah. Chill vibes. I guess I'll start. I went to visit Lauren.
Yes.
How many days did we spend apart?
Two. Went home for 2 days before
two
I saw her
apart,
again.
Really came back, had a keek grand old time.
Yep.
Lauren had a little party.
That Amaya was supposed to come to her.
Amaya was supposed to be there.
My mom didn't want me driving in the snow, so this is not my fault. Thank you.
Or the rain. Yeah.
It was rain, sorry.
Yeah. No, but we were mad about
rain,
it.
Did it rain, though?
Well, in Pennsylvania, it was pouring.
It was not.
It didn't rain, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Dang, that's so true.
Yeah, it didn't rain at all, actually. Then I went back home for 2 days. Went to Florida. For a couple days, went to New Orleans for a couple days, went back to Florida for a couple days.
Seems fuel
got
efficient.
Stuck on the train.
She said fuel efficient.
Well, yeah. I was on the auto train, which is a vibe if you guys don't know. And then stayed home, had my externship, and yeah. Oh. What did y'all do?
I slept. Let me just break down my sleeping schedule over break. I'd fall asleep probably 4, wake up 5 on an early day.
Yeah,
it was just so great. It was so great.
Straight vibes.
And then I went to Florida for a week. Didn't get a tan because chose the time when there was like a whole storm on the East Coast. Yes. So it wasn't like cold there, but it wasn't tanning weather. Unfortunately, I didn't know that a month before I planned it. But it's okay. It's fine. Not upset or anything. Besides that, I slept. That's about it.
Well, yeah, for me, that's about it for me, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw friends from home. I forgot about that. Shout out to them.
Word. No, for me, like Natalie said, I had a little bit of a function at my house.
A little bit.
Shh. Don't be too loud. Yes, I did have a function at my house. Natalie was there for a few days. She left. Few of my friends stayed over for a few days, but other than that, I was pretty much in the house by myself for the entirety of break, as my mother was in Florida. My brother is in New York. I was supposed to go to Florida, but my mom got COVID right when we were supposed to go over there, so we canceled that, and I never went. So, yeah.
Need to see it.
Pretty uneventful, but I saw a decent amount of my friends, so I'm not mad.
Yeah, I saw the gang them, and then they all left. For a snowstorm that never came. And
yeah, it didn't snow. Yeah, Natalie kept telling me, she was like, people are leaving, like, you gotta beat the snowstorm. And I was looking outside, I was like, what snowstorm?
Because everyone was leaving, and I was like,
my flight was about to get canceled because I was about to get stuck in Florida because that's when my flight was supposed to be. And it ended up just raining. It didn't even snow.
It was a huge disappointment. Thank you, weather, and the weathermen that can never tell the weather. I can look outside and see if it's going to rain. You don't have to tell me. So don't tell me it's going to rain like 6 days in advance. It's not going to.
And then be wrong.
You're
going
to be wrong. okay, we're back at school.
Oh, boy.
How do we feel?
Yeah.
I was a little ambitious. I was like, there's this class I really want to take. Like, I know, like, I'm not good with ADMs, but that's all right. I'm going to do it. I hate it already. I had my first one this morning. I tried to take a nap. I didn't have enough time. I hate it. I want to quit, but it's all right. I won't. Probably will, but.
No, I know myself way too well to know never, ever to do an 8 a.m.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's
terrible. I can barely wake up for 10 a.m. I was struggling with 9 last semester, so 8 is just entirely a stretch.
Back to back classes. That one goes 8 to 9:15. I scheduled one at 9:30 because I was like, it's going to get out in the morning.
Oh.
I said, I'll get it out in the morning so I can sleep all afternoon.
Oh, no.
My job scheduled me right at 1 o'clock when my next class lets out. So I'm straight awake all the way.
Oh, see, that you didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I forgot.
You can't even go back and just knock.
No, because I live like a whole brick away, like 20,000 miles in Fishers. It's terrible.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
That is horrible.
I'm taking naps in like in the middle of Farrenon. Like I'm gonna sleep on the couch. You can't see me.
Like Amaya, please get up. Like, I don't know her.
I'm gonna start leaving blankets under the couches too.
Please don't do that because they're gonna be gone.
She makes a little fort.
Yo, those packages stayed there for a few days. My blanket under the couch. They got it. It's fine.
I feel like a blanket is going.
Yeah,
it's
I
going.
Would snatch that.
Yo, there were three. Okay, in case the listeners don't know, there are three packages from Aerie sitting in the front of Farrenon outside for like 3 days, and no one took them.
That's yeah, and then I came back gone.
Yeah, but maybe she.
But
got
I don't know if she.
But
are
still,
you sure
three
she
days,
got
that's
it?
Plenty enough.
Are you sure she got? That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Like, really, there's like a time where you can just leave.
Yeah,
them.
If I saw that again, I'm not
it's
gonna
snatched,
lie. It would have been
like,
that.
That's crazy. You don't want your stuff.
You want someone to
How
take
you not
it.
Realize you forgot it by that point. Maybe they like got COVID and had to like, and then
they
forgot
ran
to go back.
Away.
They
no, maybe
but
like,
how
they dropped
did they get
it.
There?
No,
that's
were, like,
what that's
so
what
stressed.
I'm so confused
like, maybe
about.
Maybe they put it down because they were gonna get lower or something. They got the phone call. We're like, oh damn.
And
they dropped their packages
they dropped their
right
packages
there
and then ran away.
I don't know, man.
Come on.
People
now.
Hear beauty. You don't know.
Come on now.
All right. I'll give you that one.
I don't know. Sure. I just have homework and I'm not happy about it. And like.
We were trying. Guys, homework is so hard.
I forgot.
Not even like
who taught like really
not even like difficulty level though.
Last year, like did we start off this bad?
I don't
focus
think
wise?
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I
yeah,
did.
No. We were
that summer hit me. And I
no, I'm talking about after that long break. Cuz we had that break from Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You're talking about spring semester last year?
Yeah
but that was on Zoom. We didn't
yeah,
really
we had we didn't have to go crazy because we eased into it through Zoom. Now, oh my
gosh. I was
gosh.
Really hoping there was a spike.
as soon as we got back. But I looked at that portal and said, like, what did it say? Like 12?
You wanted us to not?
I wanted virtual for the first week.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, for the first week? Yeah, I guess that.
Virtual first. I'm not even going to lie. I kind of like virtual. So.
I don't learn anything on virtual, though. I don't have the attention span.
That's
the
point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then I, like, mess around and fail the test because, like, I didn't, like, I slept through all the classes.
Yeah, you got it.
True. You know how many times I find myself sitting there, just me and the teacher?
Just me and the teacher?
Like, 5 minutes oh, after class ended, gosh. I wake up and say, Amaya, do you have any more questions? Why are you still here?
I did that for so long one time.
My bad.
I did that for so long one time. My teacher left. Oh, and I got an email from him, like, after class on some, like, you were in class for, like, a while afterwards. Did you have a question you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, I was like, working up the courage for 20 minutes after class to ask you a question.
You'd be like, you couldn't hear me? I just kept on asking, you couldn't hear me?
But that's the thing. I had no idea how long, like, he was sitting there, like, Laurent, like, so I couldn't, like, make something up. I just took that out. I didn't answer. No. Did not respond to the email.
It's reps.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Yeah, so COVID testing. Talk about COVID. So there's a big hoopla about us getting these arrival tests.
The pre-arrival tests.
Because they wasted on that, probably?
I mean, really, because they first said, get these pre-arrival tests. You have to get it in this deadline, blah, blah, blah. And then afterwards, they were like, we never said you had to get them. We never said it was mandatory or anything like that. And then they never came.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep.
People were mad. Remember, they sound like a passive aggressive, like,
the emails were,
we told you guys you could have gotten a PCR.
Like, on your own.
like, it's
no,
not.
No, you didn't.
No,
I'm pretty
you
sure
messed
you said
up.
It was just mandatory.
To be honest, I didn't read the emails, so yeah, I'll let y'all carry this one.
Did you order one? Like, did you get the
app?
Yeah,
I signed up. I did do that.
Did it ever come?
Yeah, it came like a day later than it needed to, so it wouldn't have been time.
Mine's just sitting in my room.
I don't even know if mine ever came. If it came, it came after
It's one of those that you
mine came the day before I left,
that,
so
like,
I can't.
You can't like just use it later.
Yeah, no.
If you get negative, it's kind of like the school's going to show up as like, you got COVID.
Yeah.
It like reports to the school.
So a bunch of people just have COVID tests at home. So,
and then a lot of people didn't do the arrival testing.
Oh, yeah. What is
which
it
is weird.
I'm going to look it up.
What, how many
got tested?
Cases?
Yeah.
Before you said it was like 950.
Yeah, 950 only got tested. So all these people out here running around, they could have got COVID.
Untested.
Well, you know, they don't put the COVID dashboard in Lafayette today anymore. Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's at 1,800 now.
Oh.
So and 24 positive cases.
Oh, that's not bad, right?
I bet if they tested us on Friday, that would be very
different. Yeah, I feel like it'd be different.
Anyways, I'm not trying to think about that. Cause
yeah, I can't wait for random testing. Yay. I'm so happy.
No, I'm really not trying to do that again. Walking over there every whatever day.
Walking over there.
Walking
Can we
over
talk about
there.
Walking. It is too cold out here.
Can we talk about walking?
I hate it. I hate it so much. The cold. Why? And now I can't even wear good shoes because they're messing up with all the salt on the bottom. Like, my Jordans are getting like bleached and ugh.
This also, the wind is critical. So it's ridiculous. The wind is so
I like
bad.
Snow and all. Like, I like the concept.
No.
I'll mess with snow like that. I'll mess with it like that. I'm adding
no.
that. Sorry. I hate winter. Sorry.
But, like, the snow's really been, like, messing with me recently, and it's causing me personal turmoil.
Can you elaborate on that one? Is that like, oh no, that's not why you fell.
But
can we talk about Nelly falling?
She fell down the stairs.
Nelly fell down the stairs in Farrenon.
Anyways.
You missed it.
Anyways. Let me explain. When people track, you know, snow and salt on the bottom of their feet, it gets into Farrenon and it makes the ground wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so my Pumas don't have any good traction or anything like that. And so I kind of slip.
Took a tumble.
Guys, I was walking in front of her, and I have said this before, but I was walking in front of her, and all I hear is duk, duk, duk. And she's just on the ground, like arms up, like on the railings, like her feet just out. And I tried so hard to keep it together. I lifted her up, and I had to take a break,
there
like
so
two steps down,
people.
And just start
it
laughing.
It was a lot.
And it wasn't even like outside Fairmount. It was like the one was, to go from upper right, to lower.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like that is like a, this is a main pathway.
And it was during, it was during dinner. Like people were walking.
It wasn't like the one that was closest to lower, like that next ramp, because there were like so many more people that we knew right there. So I was glad to do it the one above.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
It was so funny. And we were just talking about falling. Like when we were walking to Fairmount, we were like, no falling. Like this is.
And I fell.
And she fell.
Manifested it.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Put the bad juju into the universe.
It's okay. I might have deserved it.
What?
I don't know. Maybe I just needed that.
Well, a little bit of a humbling moment.
Yeah. You stand. Well, it's a music time. Enjoy Word. This song. I don't know what it is.
Do better, who better, you better. Been around like hella propellers. Wanna know who you with? Don't tell them. Come on, fellas, that ain't none of your biz. Got on your bodysuit, you know I'm on your ass today. Would you let me hit it thrice if I asked today? She know my state nothing but magic, babe. I be swinging it back and forth to you in your casket, babe. Mm-hmm. Girl, you on my best side, mm-hmm. That she from the west side, mm-hmm. Now I just wanna know, don't you sugarcoat. I'll say it all if you want. And could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears, is it to my ears? Say it loud, say it proud, you want it more. We open door, hit the couch, then the floor. I cut it up like a scissor, love galore. She never bored, there's so much shit we can do. You free to say whatever, baby, if you asking me. No limit when I'm in it, got a masterpiece. I'm hoping I don't have a fast release. Got me focused like I'm out here trying to get my master seat. Mm, throwing up the peace sign, mm, girl, I'm from the east side. You on my best side, mm-hmm. That she from the west side, mm-hmm. Now I just wanna know, don't you sugarcoat. I'll say it all if you want. And could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears, is it to my ears? Don't you sugarcoat, I'll say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears, is it to my ears?
I'm loving your light, vulnerable. Letting your guard down, it's honorable. Especially when the past ain't been that friendly to you, but there's magic in that. You the flower that I gotta protect and keep alive in the wintertime. Hey, don't you die yet. You've been way more than a friend of mine. We more like fam. I raised you, you raised me. Let's turn this whole life round. You can confide in me. I could take the weight up off your shoulder blades and try to store the pain inside of me. Hey, why the world do you like that? Like they don't know you, God sent, but me, I view you like that. I'm sneaking glances, thanking God that he drew you like that. Beautiful black child, come and shed your black cloud for your vibe and your smile. I don't mind a Lorraine. I'm your dog, ears perk up at the sign of your name. Counting your mane, wild fire, can handle your flame. Download your shame, wild high, can drown in your fragrance. Shoot that red pill that a nigga found in a matrix. Before I had you, this shit was fantasy. You plant a seed to grow some roots, a branch and leaves becomes a tree of life until our nights are filled with peace from stress and strife. And that's the blessing that I get from wife and you, cause you entrusted me with the key to your heart beating you smart. Cause even though I need a new start due to my past transgressions, you believed in me. I guess the light I see in you is what you see in me, Lord. Says she from the west side, mm, and she see my best side, mm,
mm. I just wanna know, don't you sugarcoat. I'll say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears, is it to my ears?
And we're back.
We're back. Hi. So as you know, Euphoria is back, and we will be talking about things that happen in Euphoria.
We'll try not
but
to
like, we're going to talk about topics,
like, but not like what actually happened in the show, so it won't spoil. But just topics they address.
Because they're interesting, and
they do a lot of like social
topics.
And they still make it about our generation, so.
So, let's talk about gaslighting.
Because.
Sorry, I didn't like ease it in there. But like, what does gaslighting look in college? Like, what situations can you be in college that you can get gaslight in? Like, who is the person doing the gaslighting? Go ahead, Amaya.
One example is like when they'd be giving you like hella attention and all this stuff. And then like they'd be like, when you're alone, they'd be doing all this, whatever. And then they like act fake around other people, but they'd be like, yo, like, what are you talking about? Like, I was acting totally around you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I act the same when I'm by you, just with you, as I want everyone else. I feel like guys
that's
do that
a big
so
one.
Much.
That's a huge one.
Or not even guys, but people in general. They act fake around other people at parties.
I'm trying to fit, like, I feel like this also been a constant, I guess, since high school. But I think because the gaslighting happens 24/7, especially like that instance, Amaya, it seems a lot like more intense. Does that make sense? Because like people in high school did that, like the I'll talk to you a little bit and then like pretend like it never happened, like you're crazy. But I think in college it makes it more severe because
there's more secretive places you actually
and we're also
around
consistently
them.
Around each other. So they have to keep the act up. You don't go home and like talk to your parents or whatever. You don't
and
have a break.
You're not home like texting each other after school and stuff like that. And then the acting faked in school, like nah, you're
like you're in the next room over,
like we're face to face.
Like we're like in a different room,
we're in person.
I feel like it's so heavy here too. Like I didn't even think about it until like I saw like the gaslighting topic. I was like, yo, like low-key facts though.
It
because
is crazy.
I had a friend who literally just like did whatever with this one guy, and then they like the next day go to a party together. Now he ignores her the whole time, acting like he doesn't know her. And then afterwards she was pissed and he was like, yo, you're being so dramatic.
Dang.
Isn't that wild? Wow. Like, right?
Oh no.
Because but the thing is, that's not even uncommon here.
No, it's not. That's crazy. Yeah. If someone said I was being dramatic, listen.
I could show you dramatic.
And we can get dramatic.
You want to see?
Yeah, right?
Like, challenge.
All I can let everybody know what you're doing behind closed doors.
Yeah, and then you have to choose like to blow your spot up.
Yeah, like, it's like,
so then you're never gonna do it, and that's how they always get away with it, because no one's ever gonna like.
Do we have any advice for the listeners? How do we how do we get out of this?
It happens to us. Just, like,
someone call and tell me.
Drop them.
Not facts.
I guess that would be the best.
But then you don't know until you know, though. You know what I mean? Like, then it always makes you feel dumb because you're just like, yeah, like I was chatting to them or whatever, and now they act in Hollywood.
Yeah, but you know the
like,
first time.
Like, that's an unfortunate situation, but after that, like, there's nothing you can do. It's just like,
yeah. That's a red flag.
Especially if you say something and they say you're being dramatic, goodbye. Goodbye.
Dramatic is LeBron's trigger.
Don't goodbye. Goodbye. I wouldn't have brought it up if it wasn't an issue. I'm not just saying something to say something. Like, what? Come on.
No. I feel like I get gaslit for drama, too. Like, I don't know.
Expand on that one. I don't really get it.
Like, someone would be telling you, like, a story. And then you like, want to get more out of it. Like, a different time, maybe. And they're like, what? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you were telling me a story, and you didn't finish it, or I need more, like, elaboration. Never gonna get that story ever again.
Is that gaslighting, though?
Yeah. Because then they're like, what? What do you mean?
Acting like it never
happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, like, they tell you a story, and they act,
like,
yo, that happened to me one time. Turns out that girl, like, did some wild, crazy stuff afterwards, but I was like, okay, no word, like, don't worry, I don't need to know your tea, it's fine. Tea was about me. It's fine.
See, like
every time, like I'm like, okay, it's cool. Like I trust you. Don't worry. And then they may have me thinking I'm crazy for wanting to know the tea. Oh, that's a good point, Natalie. That's a good one.
There's also. We've talked about this before, but there's also like gaslighting you even like when you're not present. Like someone, like if you're talking to someone or like flirting or whatever, exchanging words, and they'll and someone else asked them about it, and we have talked about this before.
That one. Yeah.
And they'll and someone else like asked them about it, and they're like, "Oh no, never," or like, "Blah blah 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 blah."
That hurts me the most.
Just if you're trying to keep it low key, honestly, I respect that. Like, keep your business under wraps. That's cool. You could just be like, "Oh nah," or "Yeah, I'm not talking about it. Like, leave me alone." But if you're gonna come out talking crazy about me, don't talk to me.
Never. I would die.
I would rather die.
It reminds me of like middle school, like when like you're with somebody, like your crush or whatever, and he says, "Ew, her." Like, oh, yo, like, you're giving me flashbacks. No. Like, don't do that to me. Like, what?
No, no. See, that's pain right there. That is that is just a strike to the heart.
That's why I can't deal with that type of gaslighting, because it brings it back. Oh, and my God. My pride gets
hit every
time.
I have one that's so bad. So, my friend in middle school, like my bestie, she liked this boy. And, like, you know, middle school, it gets to the boy. And guess what he said? He was like, "Ew, I would never. Her boobs are too low and her butt is too high."
So specific. Yeah. Why are you looking at him?
And it just went crazy. She did not go back to school for a week. Yeah.
I would be so hurt.
And then they ended up dating.
Like, you didn't... What?
Yeah, no, yeah, they did.
Where's the self-respect?
And I was like, "Babe, like, hey, he said this about you.
You didn't come to school because of it."
Yeah, no, it was really bad.
That reminds me of my very first crush in elementary school. I was like, he's like my neighbor, and he would come to my house every day after school because my mom watched him and stuff. And then I like got out that I liked him or whatever, and one of his friends was like, "Yo, like, you like Amaya?" He goes, "Amaya? Mind you, we're in fourth grade." He goes, "I don't got time for her." And then proceeded to come to my house after school, acting all key, all like everything's fine.
Nah, see, that's the one thing. Like, you can, like I said, you can keep your stuff under wraps. I appreciate men who do that, actually. But once you start being disrespectful, say it to my face then.
Yeah.
You wasn't saying that before. Where did this come from?
Like, no. All right. Our next little topic that Euphoria discussed was, when does dependency become toxic?
Like, in friends or relationships?
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about friends.
I don't know. That's difficult.
When it like physically drains the other person
to spend time with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even to like be their friend. Like, because a lot of people do like dumping in friendships when like someone's not ready for it. If like the boundaries, especially for like trauma or even like personal things, aren't like set and established, and there's like no respect and stuff, like communication, I think that's the dependency to like, "I need to talk to you about this." But if you're not ready for it, I mean, that's toxic.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like that's not really an issue with people who took their time becoming friends with somebody, like,
yeah,
who like took their time to like, you know, like get closer with them, whatever. Because then at that point, when you're being like dependent on each other, it's because you're actually such close friends, and you like care about each other.
Because that's definitely not to say like you can't be telling people. Like,
But I think you're right in like, if you do it too early, like if you jump to that too early, then I think it can like become an issue and be like, "All right, you're doing too much. Like, give me some space. Like, I need a break."
And then I feel like there's also like, so as far as some codependency is one side, it's like one relationship's a bit too one-sided.
Yeah.
Where someone would 100%. Tell them like what's going on with them all the time and stuff like that. And then the other person feels like because they're always dealing with stuff, they don't want to tell them about their own problems because they're like, "Oh, I don't want to add on to whatever's going on."
Mm-hmm.
But then at that point, then like you're just struggling with yourself and just going to implode.
Yeah. I also think there's a point in like some friendships where like resentment can build up, especially if you're not at like, if it's not a friendship where you feel like you can tell them like you have an issue with something. So I feel like that's also an issue, because like I've definitely had like a friendship or two where I genuinely just needed a break, and like I was able to go back to that friendship because like I just, it was like too much, but I was like, "All right, I need to cut that off for a little bit."
Yeah, I had someone that was like codependent on me, and I felt it like severely, like they're my bestie, like whatever, but I have to, you know, I can have other friends, like stuff like that. You can breathe without me.
Yeah.
That's it's like the feeling like someone's like relying on you, and it's like,
we're too young for all that.
Yeah. Like,
I can't
handle yourself. Like, we'll handle ourselves separately. Yeah. And
and then it works together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's when someone's looking for, I feel like they're looking for the place marker. It's not a friend, but they need something else.
Yeah, that's facts.
But also, like, in relationships.
Yeah, shifting to them.
A codependent relationship.
Because that's the type of relationships that are toxic. But in that situation, neither of them would consider it toxic. Because it's more of, like, after the fact that they realize that they really were, like,
codependent
type. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one. Like, I guess, like, the Rue and Jules one.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Because that's why Jules left in the beginning, because she felt like it was too, like, she needed, like, Rue,
like Rue depended on her too much.
Being, like, sober and all this stuff like that.
It's too much on her. Okay, this is season one,
so if we're spoiling that for you, then...
Get it together.
Watch season one. Just watch season one. 5 minutes at this point. But, yeah, definitely, like, her having to, like, help her with every single facet of her life.
Mm-hmm. And to say, especially, and for people to tell her, yeah,
depends on that. Like, yeah, that's wild.
Especially everybody was like, you know, she's the only reason she's clean,
and she's not gonna OD. Like
that's so stressful.
Or even when they just say it in the praise way, like, wow, you saved her, typing
that's still that.
That's too much.
Because then it's like, well, what happens if I decide, like, this isn't good for me?
Yeah,
then I'm the reason that she's not okay.
Really close to the whole, like, I'll, like, kill myself if, like, you leave me type thing. Yes. It's not the same, but it's like
fully believe that if someone is trying to trap you with the, if you do blah blah blah, if you leave me, like, I'll kill myself, like,
mm-hmm.
I full-heartedly believe you should just be like, okay.
Yeah,
because
100% you shouldn't say that. Because
I know you're not, like, I know it's not like a, yeah, come on, like, that's,
or express it in a different way.
Yeah,
like, something you mean a lot, like, to me, or something.
Should,
like that,
yeah, you should be able to express it in a different way. Like, that, maybe those emotions,
because that's the most severe you can make, yeah, it. Like, mm-hmm, it doesn't go any further than that.
Especially if it's a thing that they keep on saying.
But, like,
even, right?
Yeah, every, like, single time. That's what happened to the friend that got cheated on 15 times.
Oh my god.
He would say that every time.
Yeah.
See, at that point,
mm-hmm,
that's when I sit there and say, "Do it." But don't actually.
Like, you should have thought about that before, yeah.
Right. Like, come on.
They can do that, and, like, people do that in relationships too beforehand. Like, even, like, someone's like, oh, like, you're, like, the best thing in my life, or, like, you're the only reason, like, I'm happy. Like, that's, like, max. Like,
that's what I'm saying. A lot of it is just putting all of you onto someone.
Like, yeah, like, my first relationship, when I was very emotionally underdeveloped, someone said that to me, I was like, whoa, I need you now.
Let's calm down.
Immediately, like, no.
Like, you could say you help.
Yeah,
you ate, but, like, this. Like,
I was like, we are, like, 13. Like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Why are you so unhappy?
Oh my god. What's this one? Oh, do you think faking it till you make it works with confidence?
I don't know.
I think in some ways, yes.
To some degree,
it doesn't mean that you are truly confident in yourself, but it definitely, like, other people will see you as confident, and what, like. I feel like
that's fake confidence then. Like, I saw this TikTok, whatever. Oh my god, I hate starting conversations like that. But, like, self-esteem versus, like, self-worth is a different thing. Like, you might, if you're faking it and people see you as highly because you portray yourself in a certain way, you might have high self-esteem, but your self-worth
won't be high. That's a good way to put it.
I think there's a certain amount of, like, I completely agree. I just think that there's a certain amount of belief that, like, aids to these things. Like,
that's true.
Just the stupid, like, example, but, like, okay, when people are, like, sick in a hospital, like, you don't want to, like, continuously believe, like, I'm sick, because that actually affects your health.
Right.
Where you're saying, like, I'm healthy, even though you're not, like, that contributes
that helps
to that
you
actually,
yeah,
getting better. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, confidence and stuff, I feel like sometimes for me and my mental health,
to you getting better,
like,
yeah,
I have to be like, you baddie,
right?
Please put on some clothes and walk outside and pretend like you're happy.
That's
and
true.
If I don't do that,
it's more of like a tricking
for at least
yourself
a day, for
I think
at least
it depends
a day,
how down bad your confidence is though.
Yeah
because I think in the show, we're not gonna quote anything, they're making the argument that it doesn't always work, that it was fake for that person and it didn't work for them.
Well, also huge part of that was that
depending on
you
other
have
people.
You have these role models that look the way they do, that yes, have you no, may have problems and blah blah blah, but there's a reason. Like a there's a reason leg, why you have a platform. Like there's zero, yeah, there's yeah. a reason why you have a platform. You look the way you do.
So even them being like,
and then they say, yeah. love yourself. Like it's yeah, I might like say, oh, I love myself, but it's not the same.
Yeah, like you can't keep screaming to my like mm-hmm. love yourself.
When you can't take someone model. Who isn't an image of you.
Yeah,
and listen to them tell you
and be like, sometimes I struggle too. When yeah. I eat a burger,
like
okay,
even that's like reminds me of like the we're not gonna talk about the whole sexual assault thing, whatever. But Sienna or whatever her name is on TikTok, like her whole thing was like, oh, like I can barely fit these clothes, like when I'm bloated, and then the next TikTok is and her wearing it, the jeans buttoned yeah. up, fitting perfectly.
Yeah, and all I mean for a while, all of her comments were, I love your confidence, I love your confidence, yeah. and it was yeah. like,
and she says like medium sized bodies, but she fits like a small medium.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, but. Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
She played with her audience for a while.
Anyways,
that is wild. Though, yeah.
Did you watch Jack Raitt's video?
No, but I've heard about it. I need.
I started watching it. I had to stop. I mean, I wasn't in the hair salon, but like I had to stop.
For those of you who don't know, this girl is now
she's young.
She's 18 now.
18, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She just turned 18.
She has several sexual assault
allegations,
accusations. Yeah, and
including
like,
her. Ex best friend slash boyfriend
who was
wasn't her boyfriend
passed out or whatever, and it's messy.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Watch the video; it's a lot more crazier than you guys think. She should not have a platform.
I know it's crazy.
She should not have a platform at all.
It's kind of ridiculous. If you guys want to know
his home,
yeah. And if you guys want to know what's going on
while he was sleeping.
Wow, we got
If you want to know what's going on, you can inform yourself. Sienna Mae, Jack Raitt, look it up on YouTube.
Look it up on YouTube, you guys.
Going back to confidence.
Yes.
It does make sense. I did actually, in my one class, there was a religion class, it was like spirituality, and they talked about how like tricking your brain, like you like reshape the way that you think. Like this one person was saying like, oh, bad stuff always happens to me. I'm an unlucky person. And then she just started like reshaping it to be like, I'm a lucky person. Like good stuff happens to me. And whenever something good happened to her, it would hype her up more and stuff like that. And it would... So you can your self-talk makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just to keep things moving forward a little bit, mm-hmm. we have another one, and it was, can you ever go after a friend's ex?
No.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
I mean, if it's a friend, but if it's like you know, or she's an acquaintance, like maybe it's different. But like if you...
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say friend. If she ever
talked to you about her relationship, like problems or whatever, then that's right.
Then what?
Like
I wouldn't even consider it.
Like, you were probably on her side throughout the whole thing.
It's not only that, but it's like a, now I see you and I see red. Like, it's not even like a, oh, like, I shouldn't choose to do this. But, like, it's more of just like a, you should just be looking at him like, I don't like you.
That happened to me in high school. Like, I really liked this one guy and things just didn't work out. And it ended up that, like, four of my friends dated him. Like, and, like,
They all knew a lot about
what was going on, and like it really hurt me. But that's back when I used to be like severely passive and I didn't
speak up.
Like I was just like, oh, this is whatever. I guess this is. I was also in one of those like, I'm gonna say incestual, but like those weird groups that like
they pass each other around.
We all know those.
And so.
High school is riddled
with
those.
Never did one that was in it, but like I'd like date one and then they ended up in the group and then everyone else would date them and I'd be like, are you guys freaking kidding me? Like what? There are so many other people at this school. Like,
and it's hard too to like say like, I don't want you talking to them, because then you have to you have to admit that you still like feel some type of way or whatever, and then other people are going to read into it. And it's like, it's a tricky situation. Like,
yeah,
but that's the thing, like I hope I just never surround myself with friends that would think that that's okay.
I was back in the day.
I because now like I know y'all would never do something like that to me. And I would never do that.
Absolutely
no
not.
But
it's just like you see red like after like everything.
That's what I'm
like,
saying like now thing, like it's just you look at someone and that's what I'm saying like once you're for me it's like once my friend tells me that you're clipped like that's it, like I'm not reading into it, I don't want to know his side of the story. Goodbye. Like we don't like you.
It's so hard for me to be friends with someone's ex.
I can be like cordial with someone.
I can't do it, especially if you did something to someone. I cannot. Like, it takes months, let alone maybe a year. Because, like, I can't. Like, I'll try,
red.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just see red. It's just like, no, like, that was my friend. Mm-hmm. Did her dirty. Suck. Now I don't like you. Like,
it's fair. Hopefully that doesn't happen as we grow up. It's just because, like, when you're an adult, I just don't think that should be happening.
Yeah.
Especially when you're an adult.
I feel like you're harder. When you're an more adult.
Spread out like high stuff, school, like, you like have schools are small, circles. So it's a bit different.
Yeah.
This school's also small, so it's a little harder.
Yeah.
But still, like, I'm not, like, I guess, like, acquaintance exes.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, especially when you're a friend or someone, like, you knew about the relationship or whatever, they're caps, but they're not, you weren't close to that person. If they never talked to you about their relationship, but you knew about them. You knew they were dating or whatever. Mm. And, like, you've talked to her before, but, like.
Yeah, but I feel like that's less of an issue.
Yeah, I feel like that could be, that's, like,
yeah.
You could
maneuver
that one.
No, but when you're an adult, I feel like your circle is so much smaller and so much more, like, those are friends you've either been friends with for a long time, or, like, those are friends that you're, like, really cool with. Like, you're not wasting your time at that point with those friends. So I feel like they know better. Like, I feel like this doesn't really happen as much when you're an adult.
Yeah, it's just always, like, the friend of the friend or someone, like, completely random or whatever.
Facts. Yeah. Anyway. Alrighty.
Should we skip this music break since we don't have much time left?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so... our next thing is actually quite funny and something that pop happened culture. While we were on break. We were going to talk about Drake, Drizzy Dre, putting hot sauce in the condom. You guys have probably all heard about
money
this.
Money moves. That's
they do
first
it.
Off,
I mean, like,
I respect it.
The girl made herself look crazy.
She is insane.
How are you going to try to sue or whatever, whatever, because you tried to do that?
The fact that she put up his measurements. Did you see that?
Yes, she put the measurements for his thing. Altercation.
Yeah. Are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed?
Why would you claim that?
I just...
Maybe like, why would you tell the world you did that?
Good for him, though, honestly. He almost got caught up.
Could you imagine if he didn't? He has a whole nother child. That's crazy.
I'm not trying to hide the world from my
kid. Like,
it's like, I just don't understand what she thought the general public was going to think.
I don't know. Maybe she thought,
did she think
like
the girls were going to rally or something? How dare he not allow me to impregnate myself without his consent?
Wild.
How dare he?
How dare he? Like, let me tell the whole this. World.
Like, what?
No, that's really crazy. I just find it so funny. Okay. Where'd he get the hot sauce from? Like, where was you at?
Where did he keep that at? Did he just keep it under
he just had it in his pocket? Like,
like, yeah.
Where did the hot sauce come from?
Is that like a thing he does every time, but this is just the first, like, one of the times he's been caught? Like,
who was literally just telling me about that? Oh, they were saying, like, that's a, they talk to you about that. Like,
who's they?
NBA player.
Like, celebrities.
Oh, like, is this what Drake has been passing down to Millie Bobby Brown and all those little talks he has?
No,
oh,
but
gosh.
Like, you know the one, like, you know those girls that be hanging around all the basketball players and the football players, and they just want a good kid with good genes. Like,
some NBA babies.
There has to be a little conversation.
Where's your self-respect?
Like, pocket it. I think
I want to know how many people actually.
Is that wrong? Do they not? Like, the big celebs, like, just
they probably do. They probably do.
Pocket it. Flush it down the toilet. Pocket it.
Something. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Anyways, we sympathize with Drake, not the girl. I'm girl.
Because what? Girl. You know how crazy it would have looked?
Burning.
If you got your legs up, he walk in the bathroom. Hey. Like.
When she got, like, second degree burns or something.
Yes. Girl, you deserve it. What you deserve you it. Doing? That's so crazy.
What are you doing? Oh, and that's like, well, can I bring up this other topic from Insecure? It's not really like, well, it's half related, but not really at all. So one of the characters, because I want to talk about this. So one of the characters was with this one woman. Mm-hmm. They broke up. He was with another woman. And the first woman is pregnant with his baby. If you were in the relationship with the guy, would you break up with him?
I'm going to need you to run that back because I didn't really catch anything.
Okay, so there's these
Natalie
two characters.
Natalie is in a relationship with Carl Lee.
Anyway.
I'm trying to think of a random
name. There's two characters.
I'm trying to give
names. They broke up in the beginning of the show, whatever. They get back together. They're finally making things work. Mm-hmm. They're all happy. Okay. They're dubbing other people for each other, whatever.
Word.
Finally making things work. she comes over one night and he goes, I have to tell you something, and says that the girl that he was talking to right before her just came and said that she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And that she was keeping it, even though he said, like, I don't want, like, I don't want this.
He's like, I don't want this. She was like, I don't want this to happen.
She told him, you can be as involved as you want, which.
Which, a problem.
Anyway.
It's a trap. Anyways.
Because if he's not involved, then he's a bad person, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Natalie and I were sitting here watching, and we were like, what would you do? Like, would you break up with him? Or, like, would you be able to stick that out? Like, what do you do?
I feel like I'd try to stick it out. I mean, it'd be hard, but, like, I feel like I'd at least, because it's not his fault,
right,
per se. Because it's not like she wasn't, which I'm assuming she was with other people, too, during that time.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
I feel like also, though, it would depend on my relationship with the mother of the kid, because, like, I don't know, like, if if she doesn't like me, like, and I have to see her all the time, she's dropping the kid off, whatever,
I gotta put me first.
But that's literally, but it's,
I know, and it has nothing to do with him.
That'd be heartbreaking.
It's, but
for
that,
him.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's just really
like, no, I'm not saying it'd be an easy situation. I'm saying, like, that would be heartbreaking.
I don't
like
know
it'd be horrible. But, like, I don't know if I could physically deal with knowing that, like,
he has
an entire other commitment that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Which might
but
sound
I'd be controlling. So mad if he didn't do anything for that kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
But that's like the same thing as like having step other children. Like step, he got kids. A whole
yeah.
But I said, I stuttered on
step
that one.
Step other children.
Nah, children. Yeah, no, my fault. Either way, step children. Like, yeah. You're saying you wouldn't be with someone who had a kid. All right. If you were dating in the first place, if that person just was like, you just started talking to him and he was like, yo, like, I'm gonna be 100% honest.
I mean,
ex is pregnant.
That is my inception, right? So my father had kids with two different women.
So did my mom.
Yeah.
Well, not my mom. My dad did too.
Two different women, and my mom still married him.
I feel like at this age right now, I'm not ready to be a mother, or stepmother. But like maybe
any
down
type
the
of
line,
mom.
Like, yeah.
Who knows? I really don't know what I would do in that situation until I'm in that situation.
They're in like their
30s, probably.
30s.
Oh, that's a different story. Yeah. I am.
What teens? About now?
I'm sorry.
I'm not having no type of kid.
I'm no mother.
Baby daddies.
And
we
think
do.
About them.
People
and think
date
about them.
Those baby daddies.
Yeah, but would you date those baby daddies?
Absolutely not.
I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely think about not. Same people. No, thank you.
That's wild, actually. That was so wild of me to say. I'm so sorry. Acting like my parents did not have my brother at this age. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I meant the specific people we're thinking of, but you don't know them. It's okay. The different school. But
different school.
Wild.
Anyway.
Next topic. I'm sorry. Oh my God. I'm sorry, mom.
Okay, yeah, this one I'm going to keep really quick because it's not really that important, and I want to get into some funny questions.
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
but we were just pointing out that a lot of celebrities have passed away very recently in 2022. Betty White, RIP Betty White. Here. Bob Saget, even though turns out he's a bit of a pedophile. Sydney Poitier and Thierry Mugler.
Yeah,
nice little designer action.
It's been a really hard year.
Yeah. 25 days, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. So getting into more of the funny stuff. The first one was, do we think boys gossip more than girls?
Just
I say absolutely.
Same.
I say the same amount.
Yeah.
But they just deny it more.
You're like, no. Then what do you talk about?
Because, all right, here's a joint question to it. Who talks about their sneaky links more? Same thing.
Sneaky links.
Because you think about it. That's indicative of how much they gossip. Actually, you know what? I'm going to run this back. Girls are better at keeping the secrets because my guy friends, I be telling them whatever and then they'll bring it up in conversation more than they will because they'll bring it up around their guy friend, their friends who aren't my close friends. And I'm like, I need you to stop that.
I told you.
I didn't tell the whole gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Girls know when to stop.
Yeah. They know when to not share stuff like around certain people. I feel like guys, it's just like, if I'm chilling with you, like, we're cool.
Yeah, like I'm friends with them. They wouldn't tell anyone. Like, no.
No.
But, like, I didn't tell them for a reason.
Exactly.
No. That's a fact, yeah. But Sneaky Link specifically, I think they talked about the same amount.
Word.
Oh, I know as soon as I tell the guys here anything, it's spread.
Yeah.
Can you make that noise one more time?
Wait.
There we go.
Dang it.
Sorry. Anyways, so yeah, I think they do. Like, you're thinking they're not keeping it to themselves.
But yeah, no.
They can't. And I don't blame them. Tell the bros. Like, it's fine.
They get so excited about exclusive information from girls.
Yeah, they really do.
They get so love tea. Excited.
Think about the guy friends that we know that listen to this. They're like, yeah, it's free tea. Like, it's not tea. Guys, calm down.
Calm down.
We barely be exposing ourselves.
Sorry, listen to ours. Listen to ours.
Yeah, no, please. Don't stop listening.
That was rude. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is something you were talking about literally like 2 days ago. And it was, is having game the words you say or the vibe you give off? You were talking more about confidence, but...
Oh, I did say that. Yeah. It's like how they carry themselves, too. Like, sometimes people don't even have to say stuff.
I think it's the vibe, yeah.
Like, you can just tell by that, like, the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
And confidence, too, comes in how you actually talk and stuff like that.
I think I think it's so evident when you're, like, surrounded by a whole bunch of people and you can, like, automatically be like, oh, like... This one is good. This one's good. This one's good. And they're like 50 people. It's the vibe.
No, there's definitely.
They didn't talk to me.
Because, exactly. No, it's definitely the vibe because there's someone you can just point out and be like,
And like, there's a question that's a part of it that I was kind of grouping them together as far as like the best like way someone's approached you. And honestly, it's never been something like someone says. It's just been like they came in with the confidence or they carried themselves. And I'm like, oh, word. Like, heard you.
Like, you're a vibe. Yeah. Like, I can talk to you.
And sometimes they wouldn't even, they aren't even caring in the looks department. But they
No, because there's definitely,
there's so many couples that are like confident. They just have that same energy. Yeah. Like, maybe one might be like more whatever, but one carries themselves in a way that it makes it seem more like word. Like,
Not only that, but there are definitely attractive people who I just cannot talk to. Like, you don't interest me. Like, yeah, there's nothing. You're just very blah. But then, there's other people who then there's other people who don't look as good that I'm like,
Yeah, No, I get that 100%. And then those are the people that are hard to explain to others who don't know them. They'd be the ones you tell them back home, like showing the pictures, and they're like,
"Oh
what?
yeah."
I'm like,
"Oh,
trust me.
You gotta meet them in person."
Yeah, that has happened to me so many times.
It's a good guy or whatever. Like, no, that's a fact.
No, I think when that kind of goes with that is how many points up does a funny guy go on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, how many points does being funny give you?
Actually, yeah, like
I would say like a solid
score.
A solid like
funny
4 or 5.
Four or five points.
Yeah,
funny.
Jeez. Yeah, like funny.
I don't think I'm funny.
Like your jokes hit. Like
a guy that can make
you can make a situation funny. Yeah.
Like how much higher? Like if they were like. This is sounds so aggressive. If they were like a 2 and they're hilarious, not 2. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking like a 4.
Let's say they were like a 5, 6. They can make you laugh real hard. Like, where would you rate them after that? No. I'd bring them up to like a 9.
I'd give them like an extra 2 points. I'd say an extra 2.
I'm a big personality person, though. I'm not gonna lie. Most people,
I'm a huge personality person,
and I'm not like, it doesn't make me feel.
You don't like when they're funny.
No, it doesn't make me feel like they're any more attractive.
I'm not a comedian, but like specifically.
No, like though, there are generally like guys that make me laugh a lot more than people, guys that I'm attracted to.
I think they're the type that grow on me more though. Like at first I might just be like,
Yeah, you guys are growers.
Well, because
we did talk about this before.
Anyway.
Growers.
Natalie is more.
Over time.
Once she knows, as soon as she sees you, she knows.
Natalie more upfront.
Nah,
I know.
I gotta figure
out. I'm a personality person.
Mm-hmm.
You can win me over.
The personality is there when I know.
But that's when you find out the red flags later and stuff like that. Like, you don't know.
Oh.
You know all people's red flags right from the jump?
No, she do not.
Shut exactly. up.
No, she do not. I can tell you that much.
Nah.
I can tell you that much. No, she do not.
I still know.
Word. I'm saying they grow. Or the confidence, the funniness makes them go up a lot. That's, it took me 10 minutes to figure out that sentence.
When... No, I no.
Okay. Should you drop your hose when in the talking stage?
What is the talking stage?
You've been talking to them a lot.
You're not officially exclusive. You're not, y'all talk throughout the day. Y'all talk when you're not around each other. Like texting and stuff.
Like you're consistent with talking to them. And like, you know, it might be a little bit of flirtation somewhere, sometime, whatever.
No. Like, I feel like with college is different. If you're hooking up and you're talking and you text after outwards of it, you're still flirting or whatever and stuff like that. But you have actual conversations.
Yeah, that's talking
stage. You dropping your other? Yeah, if you have conversations beyond flirting.
Yeah.
Like you're actually talking, you dropping your hose?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm personally the type that would, but I don't think that you have to. is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not required to.
Yeah.
But I'm the type to feel bad. Like, I
usually do, but I don't think it's... Yeah, I agree. I usually...
And you know, the people who don't drop them are the ones that end up succeeding.
It's also... No, but at the same time, people like to talk on this campus. So it's like, if you were to, like, have this talking stage with someone, whatever, whatever, and you were to go, like, have one of your little hoes, whatever, and you doing whatever, and someone finds out about that, like, I wouldn't want the person I'm in this talking stage with to find out about that, for real.
That's fair. But on the other hand, there's so many people who would love to talk, though. They love to be on some, like, chatting with them throughout the day, and, like, they just love to chat or whatever. And then they turn around and they might play you or whatever. Then you're looking dumb because you dropped all your hoes for them.
Right.
Because that's happened to me before.
I think that's just a conversation you have to have, then.
More of, well, like, that plays a, another question we're like saying. When do you ask, like, what are we type? I'm personally, I'm not asking until I know for sure I'm not about to get rejected. I can't take that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also feel like that's a thing where it's like, you're going to ask when you yourself are at the point of, I don't want you to talk to anybody else.
That's actually a good point.
Because, like, if I'm sitting here, like, if the thought of me with, of you with someone else is making me upset, like, at that point, I'm going to be like, so what's going on? Because, like, otherwise, I'm going to hop off and, like.
Fair. You would hop off, though, if they said, we don't need to be, I don't want to be exclusive yet?
Well, no, but, like, I would stop caring. Like, it would, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I could, you know what I mean? Like, I could, but I think I'd be a little salty, though, after. I'd be like,
word.
Oh. Like, okay, word. I'd still, I wouldn't drop them.
That's
after
what
that.
I'm saying, yeah.
But, like,
I'd feel some type of way about it.
I'd feel some type of way is what I mean, yeah.
But, yeah.
So you drop it, so you're not dropping your hose then until you know that they're exclusive?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying.
I don't really have them.
Yeah.
So, like.
Theoretically.
Yeah, I guess, like, it never reaches the overlap. Does that make sense?
Yeah, usually, like, the timing just feel like talking to other people as much as I'm talking to this person.
The timing never makes the crossover happen, where there's, like, that intermediate time. I don't know why. It just never happens. Well, for me, at least.
Fair enough.
Well,
all right, y'all. So, first off, we're going to talk about upcoming, which it's not much because we're not even a week into the semester. But Amaya's birthday is on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Last few days as a teen.
Ew, that's so nasty. that's crazy. And we're in playoffs for the cuffing season.
That's still going on?
Yes, it is. It goes on until Valentine's
Day. Yay!
Whatever.
I just like to say,
she's doing well, y'all.
No.
Anyway,
I have technically done the entire season effortlessly.
That was
should
such
we play
cat.
Back these episodes?
That was
what
such cat? We could run the whole season back.
No.
Every time.
We're down so bad.
Yeah,
all
I'm
the
happy.
Dark horse gotta.
Yeah.
Good for you, I guess.
I guess.
But yeah, thank you all for being back here. We don't know if we're going to do this time again, but we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, they're supposed to switch the schedule up, so
news to
stay
me.
Tuned on our Instagrams.
Chat.
Yikes. Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We'll
see whatever.
Bye.
Guess whatever.